Air conditioners in cars, homes, and businesses have been working overtime this summer in many parts of the country. On a recent road trip, commentator Mary Sojourner found air conditioning to be a necessary evil.
A few weekends ago, I was unfaithful to my 12-year-old un-air-conditioned pickup truck and my animal heart. I rented a compact car for 3 days. I'd signed on to give readings in Phoenix and Benson, Arizona, hours south of my Flagstaff Mountain home. I told my truck I loved her and snuck away. My little rental car was silver, the air conditioning efficient as a freezer. I headed southeast, nicely chilled, delighted to see fierce desert light and mountains without feeling as though I was about to pass out. Sun glinted off the car's hood. I could have been traveling in a sparkling ice cube. I felt speedy, a little alien, as I zoomed past what seemed almost a new landscape. North of the little mining town of Winkleman, something changed. A desert river ran through a narrow canyon. There were cottonwood trees and bushes filled with yellow blossoms. I opened the window and breathed deep. I waited for the fine vegetable smell. There was nothing but the blast of the car's extraterrestrial air. I turned off the air conditioner, stuck my nose out the window, and inhaled as though I'd been suffocating. My brain was flooded with the scent of wet riverbank and creosote. My racing heart eased into animal time. I took my foot off the gas and saw the desert slow into bright, hot focus, saw the tiny horned toad that paused at the side of the highway, then skittered away. 2 mornings later, heading home, I opened my car windows and turned off the cold air. Nearly every other driver drove with their windows up. I scarcely blamed them. I marveled that the early people more than survived here. The natives, the emigrants, their bodies adapting to conditions only a lizard could love. I pulled off the Crown King exit and walked out into the desert. The sun was a sledgehammer. Still, the faint scent of sand and mesquite drifted around me. I found a patch of shade and sat down. I am not a lizard. I lasted 2 minutes. My heart pounded, my breath caught. I walked back to the little silver car and headed north, windows open, vowing to go south again only when the seasons allowed, rehearsing my apology to my animal heart and to my truck.
The comments of Mary Sojourner, author of the book Bone Light, Ruin and Grace in the New Southwest. She joins us from Arizona Public Radio in Flagstaff.